الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد الحمد لله on this glorious night may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to seek the night of Qadr to remain in a state of ibadah in a state of submission with our hearts and our souls and our bodies and to constantly remember him and to seek his pardon, to seek his protection, and to seek his forgiveness, and to seek success in the deen as well as the dunya. Ameen. Tonight, alhamdulillah, we recited the 29th chapter of the Qur'an. So we're just one chapter away. The 30th will be recited tomorrow, and inshaAllah, we'll be completing the Khatm al-Qur'an on Monday night, inshaAllah al-Aziz. And subhanAllah, tonight we listen to a beautiful recitation of Suratul Haqqa. And for those people who have read this surah and understood this surah, especially the translation, it should really wake you up and shake you internally, because it's a very, very powerful surah of the Qur'an, which reminds us and depicts an image extremely vividly on how we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether our book of deeds will be given in our right hand, or whether they will be given in our left hand, and how the people of taqwa will be treated, and how the criminals, the mujrimeen, will be treated on the day of qiyamah. خُزُوهُ فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوا ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ زَرْعُهَا سَبْعُونَ زِرَاءً فَاسْلُكُوا. Take this criminal, take this mujrim, take this person who denied me and ignored me, and throw him into the deepest, darkest pits of hell, and chain him up into 70 chains. This is the depiction of the day of Qiyamah and people who have denied and rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. This person never truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا مِينَ. And I'll give you inshallah a chance to go back tonight. Please go back tonight and read this surah, Suratul Haqqa, and read the translation, and you'll see the reality of who we are and where we will end up on the day of Qiyamah. So may Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all in that regard. In connection to Suratul Haqqa, and also in relation to the janazah that we prayed today, I've put together a very, very quick dua, which will hopefully, inshallah, benefit us now and also on the day of Qiyamah as well. As Muslims, we all know, and it's an integral part of our belief, a fundamental core of our belief, that we believe in the day of Qiyamah. This is an absolute truth. There is no denying this. As a Muslim, we believe وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَالشَّرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. We believe definitively that there will come a day where we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day of Qiyamah, يوم الحساب, the day where we will be taken to account by Allah azza wa jal for every single thing that we uttered, that we said with our tongues, or the things that we did with our fingers and the posts that we made with our fingers, etc. Everything that we physically did and everything that we said will be held accountable on that day, which is the day of يوم الحساب. So whilst we can get away with so many things in the dunya, getting away from your employer, getting away from the HMRC, getting away from so many other institutions, there is no escape from the day of Qiyamah, from the day of the ultimate hisab before Allah Azza wa Jal. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and the Sahaba ikram were acutely aware of this fact. We constantly forget this, that you know there's going to be a day where we will die. There will be a day we'll be in our qabr, and there'll be a day we'll be resurrected, and there'll be a day we'll be standing before Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was recited today, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ, that the day will be 50,000 years. Yes? That the day will be the equivalent to 50,000 years, that day when we'll be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what a long hisab that we will have on that day. So Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and he used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا, that take yourselves to account every single day before you are held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that he would do, and this is something that we should do as well, that every night before going to sleep, sit at the edge of your bed before going into your bed. Sit there and reflect upon your day and ask, take yourself to account. How many times did you lie today? How many times did you hurt somebody? Did you backbite? Did you gossip? How many times did you respond to your parents in a negative or derogatory manner? What was your behavior and conduct like on this particular day? Did you obey Allah Azza wa Jal? Did you disobey Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Did you follow the sunnah or did you leave the sunnah? How has your day been? Take yourselves to account each and every day. And if you find yourself lacking and your shortcomings and your failings are there present in front of you, because nobody knows you and your actions better than yourself. So take yourselves to account and then do tawbah and do istighfar and repent and correct your ways before the day comes when there is no tawbah, when there is no istighfar, there is no turning back, there is no correcting your book of deeds, because then everything will be sealed and you'll be questioned about every single thing that you did. So hold yourself to account before you are held to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do constant istighfar. And in this regard, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was sitting with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he said to her that man nuqisha al-hisab uzzib. And this basically means whomsoever is brought to account, whosoever is brought to account will be ruined. And then she was perplexed by this, that how is this, Ya Rasulullah, that whoever is brought to account will be punished. Every single human being, Muslim and non-Muslim, will undoubtedly be brought to account by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whoever is brought to account, if they are ruined, then sharaki bansi, how will we ever succeed? She said to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, doesn't Allah azza wa jal say, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, that Allah azza wa jal will make your reckoning easy, will take your accounts in an easy manner for you. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam smiled and he gave her this explanation of what it means, that man nuqisha al-hisab uzzib, that whoever is taken to account will be ruined. And I'll give you a very, very simple example for our accountants here. For those who are self-employed, you'll know this very, very well. Alhamdulillah, our taxi drivers and many, many other people here. When they do their records and they send all of their data information in, generally the accountant, they just do tick, 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 that's fine. But when they decide to investigate you, when they pick up one particular thing, the general hisab is fine, theek hai, jandero, kar dero, is khair. But that one day when they think, wait a minute, I want to check this person's record. And then they check your record thoroughly with a fine comb. They find out every single pound and pence and penny that you've ever earned, how you've earned it, where you've earned it, where you've been. They will track every single step of your life. And they will make your life a misery. This is the hisab the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was talking about. That on that day, if Allah azza wa jal wishes to truly take you to account, and when He takes you to account, you'll not be able to hide or conceal anything. You'll not be able to bring about any excuses or any fake receipts or any justifications or anything like that. Because that hisab of Allah azza wa jal is extremely, extremely focused, and you'll be without a doubt be taken to account, and you'll have uzzi, you'll be punished, and you'll be ruined, as the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said. So the hisab that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was talking here, that there will be a general hisab on the day of Qiyamah. We should all pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us a general hisab. The general hisab, Musliman hai, theek hai, namaz padhiya, nahi padhiya, X, Y, and Z, general, theek hai, ja. This is what we should all pray for. But if we get the hisab of tafseel, the hisab of detail, then believe me, I don't think anybody will succeed in this masjid, including myself. An extremely thorough and detailed account from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam described to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the mu'mineen, the true believers, the believers who are true in their heart, in their faith and in their action, the true mu'mineen, the true muslimin, the true muhsineen, these true people, He will bring them close to Him. What will He do? He'll bring these individuals close to Him on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shield that individual from the rest of humanity. Billions and billions and trillions of people will be there. Allah Ta'ala will say, you come to me. You come in front of me. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will have this private conversation with that individual. And he'll say, you did this, did you not? And he'll say, yes, I did. Did you not do this? Did you not do this? Did you not do this? Allah Ta'ala will ask about all of these things, these transgressions, these things that he did, and he will look down in utter shame, and he will simply say, yes, my Lord, indeed I did all of these things. He will continue until he admits all of his sins. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will say to that individual, the way that I covered your sins in the dunya, today is the same day that I will also cover your sins as well, and I will forgive you. This is the hisab that we hope for from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The general hisab, the hisab of parda, the hisab of sharam haya, where we can maintain something that we have of our dignity. Otherwise, imagine your hisab, every single thing that you clicked on the internet, every single video that you saw. How will you stand before your own parents, your wife, your children, your grandparents, your teachers, your shuyukh, and say, this is the individual? And these are the things that he used to get up to. Even today, if the accountants show us the things that we've been doing, we'll be ashamed in front of our own family members, let alone anybody else, when they shame us. And they do sometimes. They put them in the news that this person hasn't paid their tax, they've done this, they've done this, they've done that. And we still carry on doing things and we find new ways. But this day, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, the way I covered all of your sins in the dunya, will also cover them today, tujah. Your hisab is done like this. But if Allah takes us to account, and if we contest our account, or we make excuses the way that we do in the dunya, no, it wasn't like this, and it wasn't like this, trying to figure out a way to get out of this scenario, no, you just need to admit whatever you did. And if we are taken to account, then know that you will not be able to escape the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always ask for the easy hisab from Allah azza wa jal, and not the detailed hisab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And then finally, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, after having this conversation with Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he gives her four simple words. And this is the dua that I want you all to memorize, for all to think about and reflect upon every single night, and do this dua in every single salah. Remember all the du'as that we have been doing in sajda before the tasleem? These are du'as that you should be saying, you know. When Maulvi Sahib is a du'a at the end, he just is a general du'a. It's a general du'a. But you know what you need. You know who you are and your reality. And if you want to expiate your sins, if you want something, then ask Allah Azza wa Jal yourself in sajda. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yourself before tasleem. And this is the du'a that we should all memorize. Four simple words. Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Aisha, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. Simple four words. Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. That, O Allah, make my reckoning an easy day on the day of Qiyamah. Make my accounts easy for me on the day of Qiyamah. Do not take me to account in detail, for I will undoubtedly be ruined. And therefore, Ya Allah, give me an easy account. Give me an easy hisab. And if you do call me within your rahmah, and shield me the way that you shielded me on the dunya. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His protection, for His mercy, and take yourselves to account every single day before the day that you will be held accountable by Allah Azza wa Jal. Constantly repeat this dua, Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Jazakumullahu khairan.